Everybody must work.
Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Residents in Huntly and its surroundings in Northwest Manchester will soon have access to a community center and library. The project, which was started a few years ago, is now being completed and will be used as a community resource center and library. We'll hear more about the project from Acting Deputy Superintendent at the Manchester Parish Council, Andre Elliott.
The center consists of a library downstairs, and then upstairs now we have the main hall, along with bathroom facilities and also kitchen facilities. Currently we are finishing up the library that includes tiling, putting in fixtures, painting, etc.
A section of the building being used as the community's post office will also be refurbished.
We're expanding it into a complete resource center for the community. We're adding computers, they'll have their own restrooms now. We have an office for the library and a mini kitchen. Jointly with that project, we'll also be doing some refurbishing also to the postal agency that is situated on the same building. The community itself, which has a very active youth club and community organization and farmers group, will be able to utilize also the community center, which will house a kitchen, a bar area, a changing room for male and female, showers, storeroom gears.
Member of Parliament for Northwest Manchester, Michael Phillips. Funding for the project has been provided under JEEP at a cost of $5.1 million.
We have over 40 resident community members working on the project through this JEEP funding, from laborers to masons to electricians to plumbers, from steelmen to welders. Last week when we were decking the roof, we had over 50 individuals working on it. So the numbers will go up and down. We also rotate them on a fortnightly basis. So at the end of it, we'll have more than 50 working on it.
Wayne Biggs is one of the many individuals in the community who have received employment through the project.
It's a good program, and basically providing work for a lot of youth in the community. About 40 persons get employed. It's like a rural area. It's kind of a farming community. They don't really have a lot of construction going on, so in terms of construction, there's an opportunity for them to make a livelihood.
The rehabilitation project got underway in September and should be completed by year end. Upon completion, it will benefit a number of persons in the community and its surroundings.
It will be widely used by the community. I have to mention also that this building is built right next to the early childhood school and the primary school in the area. So the library will be a benefit to the students attending both schools.
Member of Parliament for Northwest Manchester, Michael Phillips. Everybody must work. JEEP is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in the lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Working is a thing
from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.